الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، اما بعد، فوز بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، وقال الله تعالى كونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Surah Shams with the subject that purification of nafs is the most essential, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily that person is successful when he controls his nafs and purifies it. And that person has ruined totally who could not do this and left his nafs as it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be with those who are true by speaking, by character. So now, by this we know that purification of nafs is the most essential thing, because a person, when comes in this life, he is having nafsi ammara with him and also shaitan with him. And shaitan is the most intelligent and can make the big things smaller and smaller the big. He can make the bad the best and the best as bad. He has the capability of convincing too much, using the nafs of person, because the nafs has desires, ill wishes, and shaitan uses it. For example, if a person has the love for money, then shaitan will bring waswasa in his heart, in the shape that he will get too much money by that, and that would be haram. So that person, as he likes money too much, so he is convinced by that, and then he does this, what shaitan wants. So therefore, shaitan has the capability of using the nafs of the person in a way that he obeys shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, indeed shaitan is your clear enemy, and take him as your enemy. Shaitan cannot be trained or made useful. It's beyond our control. But we can take the power of shaitan off. And if we purify our nafs, so then shaitan cannot do anything. He has failed totally, because he will not be having means to implement. So therefore, purification of nafs is required mainly, and neither in Quran and nor in Hadith it has been told to train shaitan. But purification of nafs is required in both. As Rasulullah SAW has also said, that person is wise who controls his nafs and does work for the hereafter, life hereafter. and their person is foolish who leaves his nafs doing whatever it desires, and then he has tamanna that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So, for this purpose, we should understand how we can have tarbiyat of nafs. How can we purify our nafs? So, there are three methods. First method is that of akhyar. What akhyar do? They do it, they do this by means of their willpower. Using the willpower, they learn farzain ilm, and then they apply. As their nafs is not been trained yet, so therefore it becomes very difficult for them to work. It's like just running, the vehicle which is not working properly, and there are some problems in that, and still if a person is capable of running that, but with difficulty, so this is the way akhyar are doing. Of course, they may be successful. Sometime, if they keep on this thing this way, but many of them, they are tired. They apply more force than required, or they apply less force than required. In both the cases, the failure is there. So therefore, very little chance is there for their success. Because every work of important nature needs some guide. So this purification of nafs, which is very difficult task, because if you go to a doctor and you have some physical problem, physical illness, sickness, disease, then he will take your blood and urine or x-ray or anything else to test whether your body is working properly or not. And from that he diagnoses your disease. Still, he has some problems in diagnosing. So it means when you go to Sheikh, or if you do not go to Sheikh, you do yourself this work. So what are the means you are having to diagnose? If an engineer is working with a system in which the monitor system is not properly working, so how he will be knowing by that what is the reading? He cannot rely upon that reading. He has to compare with some other means which are ideal or dependable or reliable. So it means second opinion is required in this case. One personal opinion that doesn't work in such a way. So that second opinion is taken from Sheikh. Because he is outside your system, and he can understand the abnormality properly. You cannot understand your abnormality. For example, a person having takabbur cannot understand that he is having takabbur. And then if he does not know, how he will cure for that? So it means he needs some guide in this way. And that guide will decide what problem he has and what should be the means to cure. So then, the other method is this, to go to Sheikh And that's the method of Abrar. And when you go to Shaykh, so you depend upon him. And you follow him just like you follow your doctor in diagnostics and also in treatment. So when you go to Shaykh, you depend upon him and you follow him, and he prescribes method of treatment for you, and then you follow it, and then you inform him, and then he changes or keep it as it is. So this still will continue till you have some good results. So this way is called Abrar, and it's more successful. Is there are two good points in this. Number one, you have now a guide to consult which has some experience, and also he is having barakat of silsila. So by that experience he can guide you good, and also by barakah of silsila you can get results easily, and this way your recovery speed is good and your treatment is done successfully. So if you continue it and you keep four relations with your Shaykh. Number one, ittila, that you inform about your ahwal. And then ittiba, you follow him in his guidance. And also, i'tiqad, that you believe that that person is the best for you in treatment, for treatment in the whole world. And inqiyad, that you keep yourself with him for this purpose. So these four things, if you can do, inshallah, you will be recovering day by day and your nafs will be purified. Your nafs will transform from nafs amara to nafs lawama first, and then from nafs lawama to nafs mutmainna. What nafs mutmainna is? Nafs mutmainna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nafs al-mutmainna, irji ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O mutmain nafs, turn to your Lord in a way that He is razi from you and you are razi from Him. And enter in my slaves, my ibad, and enter in my jannah. So this is actually the address granted to him by his Lord. So nafs mutmainna, that is required. And after that nafs mutmainna, the person gets kafiyat ihsan. What kafiyat ihsan is this? That Rasulullah SAW was asked in Hadith Jibreel, what is ihsan? Rasulullah SAW said, an ta'budullah annaka tarah. وَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you do ibadah in a way that you are, as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this is not possible for you, it means if you cannot think this way, so surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. So it means this kafiyat ihsan can only be achieved by nafs mutmainna. So in this way, your all ibadat will be only for Allah, and it will be according to the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires it. And then that's called intiqali nisbat. That the nisbat, what your Shaykh is having, will be transferred to you, and you will also become in ahli nisbat. And what is that? It means when you are having nafsi amara, so your nafs was not obedient and your nafs was not obeying the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means shariat. So this was the main obstacle, and shaitan was also using him, using this nafs. So once your nafs became in mutmainnas, so now you are free from shaitan, and shaitan cannot do anything with you. And you are free from him, and you can obey instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means Shariat. So then it means you will become in Azibad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you to the place in Jannah. So this is actually Sair ilallah. Sair ilallah means the way to achieve the position that you are nafs free and you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So this Sair ilallah, it means these obstacles are removed. And then you are doing nothing but you are following Sahaba. Just like Sahaba was acting upon Sharia, so you will also be acting upon Sharia. And alhamdulillah, you will be successful in the life. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَ. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ will be for you. And this, there is a third type also. And that is when a person loves his sheikh to the extent that he cannot disobey him. And he likes that this sheikh asks him to do something and he performs it. So that is, that love makes you, willpower free. It means just like when you are working in a khiyar type, so then you will be all the time feel the resistance of nafs, and you will be working upon it, and you will be doing against your nafs, and you will be always in trouble. But you may be successful if you bear this trouble. But when you come to Sheikh and you want to follow your Sheikh, so if you are not in third category, so then you will be using your willpower to follow Sheikh. But when you are in third category, you do not need any willpower because you are loving your Sheikh. You will all the time follow Sheikh by your love, because love does not need any willpower. Love makes the things also by itself complete. So it means this love will make you working according to your instructions of Sheikh. So in this way, you will earn more and more in very little time, and with very high speed you can be achieving your success. This path is that of Shattariya. These are called Shattariya. So this is very this is high speed procedure, and one can achieve success in very little time. Anyhow, for this purpose, one has to make his mind, first of all, he has to convince himself that he should purify his nafs, because without this, one cannot be successful in this life, because his nafs will be making all the time problem, and he will not be able to act upon Sharia. And we are required with this, because just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinnat and insan, but only for my ibadah. So it means all the time we are his ibad, and we do ibadat, and we should achieve abdiyat. So for this purpose we have been created, and for this purpose we have to make our nafs ammara, nafs mutmainna, that we can perform abdiyat well. And as in the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. O mutmain nafs, turn to your Lord in the form that you are razi from him and he is razi from you. It means you achieve muqam-e raza, and after muqam-e raza, abdiyat becomes easy. And then when a person in ibad become in his ibad, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, enter in my ibad, enter my jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this position that we become his ibad, and we do all follow of Shariat very easily and successfully. وما علينا البلاغ. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله.